Mommy's Sweet Valentine.
Hey, how come we're eating cookies that look like our butts?
We are?
Yeah. It's supposed to be a heart, Philip. Like all this.
My mommy made them for Valentine's Day.
What's Valentine's Day?
Not sure exactly, but it got yummy food.
These costumes are going to be dynamite at the dance tonight.
And such a sweet Valentine's theme. Love through the ages.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the one, the only, Cupid.
Ta-da! Roses are red, my dress is red too. Happy, 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 happy Valentine's to you!
Look out, Dee. Cupid got me with her arrow. That must be Chaz. I'll bet he's the only one who rented a car to go with his costume.
Isn't this car Nito?
Hiya, babies. What are you eating?
Nothing.
Hey, those are cookie crumbs. That means there's cookies around here somewheres.
Hey, what do we got here?
It's me, Cupid.
Cupid, huh? I got shot with your arrow the day I met your grandma Trixie. Why, I remember it like it was yesterday.
What an interesting story, Grandpa. I'm gonna go get some cookies now.
Yep, I was sweet on Trixie, all right. She was my Valentine. Fell in love the first time I laid eyes on her. The trick was getting her to fall for me. Let me tell you, that took some doing. I got all gussied up and took her out dancing. Looked pretty dapper, if I do say so myself. Then we had ourselves a cozy little dinner for two. But I think what really got her was the moonlight cruise around the harbor. By the time the boat hit the dock, she was stuck on me, too.
And ever since I was put in charge of the punch bowl for the dance tonight, I've been surfing the web for tasty recipes. Would you do me the honor of taste testing?
Well, sure, I'm game.
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, rats! I locked my keys in the car.
I don't worry, Chaz. We'll have them out in no time.
This could take a while. Why don't you gals pop over to my place and help me pick out a pair of platform shoes, huh?
Look, Angelica's arrow!
Hey, give me that!
Uh-oh. Now you babies really done it. You hit Spike with Cupid's arrow. And you know what that means. He got fleas? No, it means you better find him a Valentine to love. Because once Cupid hits you with an arrow, you gotta get a Valentine fast or you'll end up with a broke heart.
Oh, no. Poor Spikey.
It's okay, Angelica. We'll be Spike's Valentine's, won't we, guys?
Of course we will.
We love our Spikey. Don't you dumb babies know nothing? You gotta find an animal to be his Valentine. And you better hurry before he gets sad and his poor little doggy heart starts to break into itsy-bitsy teeny-tiny pieces.
Don't worry, Spike. We'll find you a Valentine.
You think maybe one of the goldfishes would like to be Spanky's Valentine?
I don't think so.
Spike should have a Valentine that's warm and soft and furry like him. He needs a Valentine like,
Fluffy!
Happy Valentine's Day, Spikey!
Now, Fluffy, give Spike a great big kiss.
Okay, maybe later.
I don't think Fluffy likes Spike.
But for Fluffy's little nether, I don't know he got around here.
Well, maybe Spike needs to do some of that stuff Grandpa did for his Valentine.
You look real dappy, Spike.
Yeah, if I was a kitty, I'd want you to be my doggy Valentine. Okay, time for some music.
Are you dancing yet?
Uh-uh.
Maybe they don't know how.
Well, I guess we should show them. Where'd they go?
Uh-oh. I can't get my arm out.
Here. Let me help you, buddy.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
What's wrong with Spike?
He seems kind of sad.
Angelica, how can you tell if someone's heart is starting to get broke?
Huh? Oh, well, the first thing they do is, the first thing they do is look out the window and make funny noises.
Come on, guys, we don't got any time to waste. Oh, Spike, time for dinner.
And bring your beautiful Valentine Fluffy.
Come on.
That's everything for the Moonlight Cruiser. Water.
Yep.
Boat.
That's it.
Moon.
Right here.
Okay, it looks like we're ready.
Here we go, Spike. For your Moonlight Cruiser.
Don't worry, men. All the DeVilles have trick elbows. We can do amazing things.
Huh? Well, I'm impressed. All right, move over, rookies. You see, it's all in the wrist. What you gotta do is...
I sure hope this works, you guys.
Hey, come back, Spike! Come back, Fluffy!
Come back, Moon!
here, fellas? Did we miss anything?
No.
Everything's cool.
Hey, what do you say we go into the house and try out Chaz's punch?
Ooh, now there's an idea.
I'm parched. My throat's dry.
Look, you guys! They're kissing! The Moonlight Cruiser must have worked!
Yeah! For Luffy and Spike times! Looks like they love each other after all!
Yay! Oh, hey!
We're finally going to have a romantic evening together. In just a few minutes, we'll be on the dance floor in each other's arms.
A few minutes? I don't think I can wait that long.
Hey, Dean! Over here!
Bye-bye, my sweethearts. You have fun while Mommy and Daddy are on their date.
Boy, I'm glad you guys are finally here. I missed you.
How come you were so early, Chucky?
On account of my daddy's in charge of the puncher bowl.
What's that?
Well, I don't know exactly. But my daddy says it's really important. I bet it's the most important as part of Valentine's Day.
No, it's not, Fister.
It's not?
No, Chucky. Valentine's Day has to do with loving each other. That's the most important thing about it.
Yeah, on Valentine's Day, you got to tell all your favorite people that you love them.
Oh. I love you.
I love you all.
Oh, brother. You're not supposed to say it. You're supposed to give each other Valentines.
You are?
Yeah, you make them with paper and glue and stuff like this.
That sounds like fun. I'll make one for Jill.
And I'm gonna make one for Phil.
And I believe I'll make one for... Ouch! Lil.
Thank you, Philip.
I'm gonna make a real special Valentine for my daddy, because I love him a whole bunch. And he don't got anyone else to make one for him.
Good idea, Chucky.
I've combined the best elements of 12 different punch recipes. I see you detect the subtle hint of juniper berry.
Stu, is that the Charleston I hear?
Excuse us, Chaz. They're playing our song.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 1.
Yeah!
2, oh, 3. Oh, I lost count. Sorry, Betty.
Don't count, Howard. Oh, I just feel those Hampton vibes. All right, baby. Whoa! Look out!
That's a pretty fancy Valentine you're making there, Susie. Who's it for?
Oh, just someone.
Someone named Timmy McNulty? If it is, you can stop right now, because I'm making a Valentine for Timmy, and he's going to like mine best.
Maybe he will, and maybe he won't.
Hey, who took the red crayon? I'll go get another one.
Thank you.
Was you using this crayon?
You're tricky.
Phil, why is that girl staring at you?
I don't know.
Maybe it's because you smell like paste. Phew!
What happened, Chucky?
I was using lots of glue up my daddy's vellum time and then itched my head and my head got stuck.
Remember the first time we danced like this?
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about Dill.
About the way it almost sounds like Mama when he blows bubbles.
I could have sworn it was Dada.
Valentine's even better. It got my hair stuck on it.
No, it has to stay nice and clean for my daddy.
Hey, no fair. We can use whatever we want, Angelica.
Nobody told me we could use our own stuff.
Love this.
Okay, everybody. I'm going to sleep now. And when I wake up, my dad will be here. And I can give him his vellum time. He's gonna be so happy.
Finster.
Huh? What are you talking about, Angelica?
Valentines are only good on Valentine's Day. And when you go to sleep, Valentine's Day is over. So, sweet dreams.
Did you hear that? I got to get this to my daddy before I go to sleep. If I don't, then it don't count, and my daddy won't get no vellum time.
Cheery cherry punch.
Look, you guys, there's my daddy! He don't look too happy all by himself at the punter bowl.
Just wait till he sees your Valentine, Chucky.
Look, you guys! Now my fire truck has a hose, and my Dalmatian got spots! Just like the real ones!
Boys, who needs them?
Yeah, they're so immature. Happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's, Angelica. You too, Carmichael.
Attention, Valentinos and Valentinas. Time to grab that special someone for the last dance.
Valentine's Day's almost over and my daddy don't have his Valentine.
There's only one thing left to do, Tommy.
Are you sure about this, Chickie?
I'm sure. It's for my daddy.
1, 2, 12, 5.
How did you... Oh, is that for me? Oh, Chucky, this is the most beautiful Valentine I've ever gotten. Thank you, son.
Look, you guys! Chucky's daddy got his Valentine!
Yay!
Honey, you're first.
I was just thinking. I really miss...
the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy! Still!
Oh, Stew. It looks like they missed us, too.
Yeah.
Was you using this crayon?